Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
Our neighbors. Details on those stories just ahead, plus a look at the...
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Check your watch. It's 4 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Jody Jordan.
Atlantic, Houston. We could not get comfortable with the KSC weather. We are waving off the KSC opportunity. We are going to press with the Edwards opportunity.
Shuttle Atlantis and its crew will come down at Edwards Air Force Base in California. Mission Control says it could not get comfortable with the storm clouds around the Kennedy Space Center. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says he's worried about what the U.S. doesn't know about Iran. Admiral Mike Mullen tells ABC's This Week that Iran is clearly trying to obtain nuclear weapons, and he says that threatens the region. He says there's a narrow opportunity to block Iran from achieving nuclear capabilities. And he also says he favors shutting down the Guantanamo prison for suspected terrorists.
I've advocated for a long time now that it needs to be closed.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
If you've been watching the news lately, you've been hearing a lot about the obstacles in our economy. If you'll listen for just a few seconds, I'll share the opportunities that this economic downturn is offering to those with the energy, courage, and know-how to take advantage of it. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. The 3-Step Plan helps people feel better, look better, and make more money. History has shown that our product line actually grows during an economic slowdown. Our newest product category actually grew 21% during the last 12 months, while most business categories were dropping like a rock. With the 3-Step Plan, you can help yourself and others develop another stream of income to survive and prosper in today's uncertain business climate. Don't wait for things to get worse. Check out the 3-Step Plan today. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
The expectations may be a bit higher this time as Susan Boyle takes the stage again for the live televised semifinals of the British version of American Idol. Last month, she quickly won over judges and an audience who were skeptical because of her dowdy image. Whether she wins or loses today, producers say her performance will quickly go on the internet, where her initial appearance has been seen almost 60 million times on YouTube. Here's David Stringer.
Most people in Britain are expecting there'll be a huge public support for Susan Boyle, and she's almost certain to be in that final.
And an American convoy was the target, but U.S. officials say there are no reports of American casualties after a suicide car bomb attack in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. One Iraqi was killed, and 38 others were wounded. The city is considered the last urban stronghold of al-Qaeda in Iraq. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Did you know the average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt? And 65% of those households can only afford the minimum monthly payment. Are you in a debt trap you can't get out of?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
Now you can rest easy. Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call the debt specialist at Debt Relief USA. 866-452-5550. Get debt free now. Call 866-452-5550. That's 866-452-5550 for Debt Relief USA.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani still gets some people's blood boiling. Here's Mike Piazza.
69-year-old Long Island resident John McCluskey apparently doesn't like former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Saturday afternoon, McCluskey approached the former Republican presidential candidate while he strolled through the wealthy Long Island suburb of Bridgehampton and threatened to punch Giuliani in the face. McCluskey was arrested and released on his own recognizance. He's charged with second-degree harassment. McCluskey's beef with Giuliani remains a mystery. Mike Piazza, New York.
Pakistan's army is reporting some gains against the Taliban in the main town of the Swat Valley. Here's Nahal Tusi.
In the Warakzai tribal region, helicopter gunshots have pounded alleged militant hideouts. At least 18 people were killed, according to a local official. Six of them, he says, were civilians.
Police also report the capture of an important militant commander and six other Taliban fighters in northwestern Pakistan. And police in Mesa, Arizona say a suspect is in custody after a shooting that left two people dead at a high school graduation party in a home. Police arrested a 37-year-old man after a four-hour standoff. Ed Wiesing is with the Mesa Police Department.
We had our SWAT negotiators that were here that were communicating with him over the telephone. He was speaking to his mother on the telephone, and eventually he just came out on his own, and our tactical units took him into custody.
I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio. Radio, 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 radio.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Another live broadcast. And I have such an important job to do. How do I reach out to the people? How do I document for them that I'm right, that I have the evidence, I have the facts, I understand the globalist agenda? There is a world government. It is run by eugenicists who want to bring in a world tyranny and then forcibly exterminate at least 80% of the world population. How do I get the people that are lackadaisical, punch drunk on entertainment and alcohol, to wake up and realize their amazing peril before this system that will dwarf Hitler and Stalin and Mao Zedong is able to come into its own and carry out its operations? Well, I'm going to do it with the facts. This is a very important radio show today. It is Sunday, the 24th day of May, 2009. We'll be here live for the next 2 hours. We will have open phones as well. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, the day before Memorial Day tomorrow. We are live. Let me just read to you the headlines I have in front of you, then I'll get into the vital news. I was just talking about eugenics. Here is the Times of London today. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation met in secret meeting. We've been telling you about these secret meetings for many years. It's never been in the news. Now it is. But this is a secret meeting that I exposed in Endgame that was nowhere else. No, not Bilderberg Group. This is the group above that, or the inner coterie, the inner steering committee for eugenics. ABC News reported in the middle of last week that there was a secret meeting that was held during Bilderberg in New York City, at David Rockefeller's palatial operations center. And they admit right here in the Times of London, ladies and gentlemen, but put their spin on it, that what they're meeting about, all they think about and all they prepare for, is eugenics. That is coming up. Also, I thought I'd integrate just two articles I saw today. There are literally hundreds of these I see a week. These are just two peer-reviewed government studies that you'll see in the news, and then when I talk about it, the news will say, oh, that's just a conspiracy theorist. I heard local news this morning saying, it's the law in Austin, you've got to take all these vaccines, and it's the law that kids at school now have to take flu shots. There is no law. The state health department said it's their list of recommended to go to school, but then the school lies and says it's the law. Go verify that for yourself. And once you find out they're lying to you, that's just the beginning of the rabbit hole. That's the opening. And I'll assure you, you're not going to find Bugs Bunny or Alice down that hole. You're going to find eugenics. You're going to find death. Now, here is the Mayo Clinic, ladies and gentlemen. The Mayo Clinic, it's in Science Daily. It's in peer-reviewed journals. Children who get flu vaccine have three times the risk of hospitalization for flu. Mayo Clinic, six-year peer-reviewed double-blind study is conclusive. Now, I keep telling you, the flu outbreaks are from the shots. I looked up the latest numbers. For 7 years straight, they haven't gotten the right flu. They always try to guess the mutation a year before and make a flu shot for it. They claim 8 years ago they got it right, if you even believe that. The point is, you can pull up the hundreds of government studies that you triple your chance of Alzheimer's after just three flu shots. A lot of you say, hey, I've already had three. It's too late. Might as well. That's why you got 25-year-olds getting Alzheimer's en masse. And then they make an industry out of that, and people wear ribbons and wonder why their 18-year-old's drooling in the corner. Hey, you can stop taking it. You can stop anytime you want. But you want facts? This is Mayo Clinic. I know they've got corporate doctors on the air that'll tell you all day there's no evidence. Well, that's funny. Thousands and thousands of studies. Mayo Clinic study. I'll get into that later. And then it dovetails with a Mayo Online story. Gender-bending fear over plastic drink bottles. And this is, they've known this since day one. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds of different types of plastic they can manufacture that don't leach the estrogen, mimicking chemicals that sterilize men, over 85% sperm reduction directly. They test the men's testicles that can't have children, and they find that they're just full of this estrogen, and it's the artificial type. And it's the same thing with women, totally screws them up. It's one of the main causes of breast cancer. That's why they tell older women, don't take estrogen replacement. It'll increase your breast cancer and other cancers. Well, you wonder why your girls, when they're 8 years old, are going into puberty now when they used to go in when they were 14. It's because you're drinking that. And, hey, you may want to die. Hey, go ahead. Stick pink ribbons on you all day and give money. When you go to the movie theater, they ask if you'll give money for breast cancer stuff. It's a big industry. They'll never find the cure because they know. They had hundreds and hundreds of plastics that don't leach this. But they chose and adopted in the 50s worldwide as the dominant plastic, the one combination that happens to cost more money. I've talked to the petroleum geologists and the big experts that run these big plants, the big chemists. The one type they chose was the one type that leaches this, the perfect way to deliver it, just like the sodium fluoride to the drinking water system, the perfect system. Of course, these are government studies here. You can go read them. Gender-bending fear over plastic drink bottles. Drink from plastic bottles can raise the body's level of controversial gender-bending chemicals. Why are they controversial? Because they argue, well, they're all right for you. Just like melamine in the baby's milk is good. I mean, sure, it kills them, but attacks all organs, but, you know. And sure, 90% of baby formula has it. And rocket fuel that also sterilizes them, 90% of it. And, yeah, over half the corn syrup, for no reason, because it's not involved in manufacturing, has massive levels of mercury. That's Washington Post. But so what? Just drink it. Don't listen to me. There's a game on later. You know, it's scary to admit all this is going on and eugenicists are running things. Don't even look up the word eugenics. Just don't believe Alex Jones. Don't care about your children. Just give them the flu shots. Just drink out of the plastic bottles. Don't breastfeed. Give them that rocket fuel laced. Give them that, they also add for your baby's health the other goodies like melamine, as I mentioned earlier, and fluoride to the baby formula. Don't give the mother's milk. It's a lie. It's a conspiracy that women have mammary gland breasts to feed babies. Now, pretty soon, a generation or two, they'll say, is it true that once women fed children from their breast? No. And if they hear you, they'll arrest you for re-education. Okay, I won't tell anyone. Good. Now take your Prozac. You know, this is the system, and I'm not joking. You're living in a dystopic system, but the globalists don't have total control yet. They're dominating society, but they don't have an iron grip yet. They're 10 years away from an absolute total control grid. So I'll get into that. and how it ties into Times of London, billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. They didn't mention that last Wednesday in ABC News about secret meeting of the rich in New York with the Rockefellers. But I told people Wednesday on the show, I said, they're having a eugenics meeting. You know why? Because I know every time these people meet, I'm the person that noticed this, and I'm not bragging. I'm the person that, with reverse engineering of government documents, noticed that every major philanthropic organization out there gives almost all of their money to eugenics organizations, and then by the time you hear about it on the news piecemeal, it's, oh, they're helping Africans. They're helping children with inoculation programs. I'm going to tell you who was at the meeting. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. So you better listen up, and you better listen good. Then I'm going to get into the control grid today on the show. License plate surveillance grid used to track anti-war protesters. These are going in the U.S. and England, but the police are going to be exempt. Special license plates shield officials from traffic tickets and more. Orange County Register. We'll get into more of the control grid. The Pentagon says they're preparing to start attacking websites in the U.S. All this and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones, sworn to defend the Republic and the United States of America and our Bill of Rights and Constitution, sworn to defend liberty and the innocent. We shall return with the most important information you ever heard in your life.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Green. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
That's right. They're putting rocket fuel, mercury, and melamine in your baby's milk, fluoride in their milk and in their water. The IQ's dropping, the sperm count's dropping, the cancer rate's exploding. The globalists are putting every dime they got into killing us deader than a hammer. Ha, ha, ha! And the brain-damaged slaves love it. They're on a highway to hell. Intoxicated. Yeah, that gets you high. That aspartame eating holes in your brain as well, that excitotoxin. No speed limit, baby. No stop signs. Speed limit. Nobody's gonna slow me down. No. They're building those prisons all over the place. That's our big business now. Hope you all enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. You got front row seats to a high-tech Pentagon-designed global extermination grid. They advertise it. They advertise the meat grinders, and you all go running, jumping right into them. And those of you that are halfway awake or too timid and scared, your neighbors might think you're weird if you spoke up. So you're going to go ahead and feed yourself and your children right in as well. Besides, they make it so easy. Notice how it's everything that's produced by only two or three companies. You take corn syrup. Government's own studies admit massive levels in over half of it. And in the big brands, it's in all of them. Thousands and thousands of foods, high levels of mercury, despite the fact that there's no mercury in the production of corn syrup. In fact, people won't believe me. Guys, Google 50% of, what was the exact headline? No, no, no. It was 90% of the infant formula has melamine. That just kills their kidneys and liver and clogs up all their... And calcifies all their major organs. That's another soft kill weapon. Now, it's 90% in the milk. And, of course, not just from China. We're actually worse on average, but they kind of cover that up. No, no, I want to give people the article because they won't believe it. The headline was, half of corn syrup products have mercury. Anyway, side issue. But go ahead and get your flu shot. Mayo Clinic's 6-year study shows you 2.9 times or almost 3 times more likely to put you in the hospital with killer flus. So absolutely. And then believe the other hoax, it's the law to take it. Okay, I'm going to shop about that, get into some of the other news I've got here. There is some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Bill to audit Fed gains serious momentum. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com, 100. This is as of Friday, 179 sponsors. They get just a few more. We're going to be able to audit that private Federal Reserve. But I tell you, I read the comments on Infowars.com, all 300 of them I scanned over on this story. And half the comments are like, oh, it won't do any good. There's no point. Nah. Come on, folks. Let's get winners' attitudes here. I didn't even think he could get this many sponsors this year. Last session, he got, what, 30 or 40? This session, he's getting 179 and growing, and it's making national news now. And then they say, well, the Fed will never allow it. Folks, you have to believe you can beat an enemy. The private Federal Reserve took this country over in 1913. They arrogantly go on CNN and Larry Neuhauser and the Fed chairman say they're above the law. And when I say chairman, plural, I've got video of, it's actually in Obama deception, of former Fed Chairman Greenspan saying, oh, we're above the law. No agency, no government, no one can look at us. Well, nothing else is above the law. The president's not above the law. This is asinine. And so if we just get the word out about the private Fed that's stolen $14.8 trillion in the last 7 months out of the Treasury, that owns both parties, and is bringing us into a new world order, I mean, and people can't deny it now, hundreds and hundreds of mainstream articles saying, oh, yes, private families own our private Fed. They'll fix the banking crisis with the new bank of the world that runs our lives and that we pay our carbon taxes to, because the private bankers say they're so concerned about the greenhouse gases and that they want to reduce world population. You always see those headlines. World Health Organization concerned about overpopulation. Wants to make sure you take your flu shot so less of you die, but then it actually kills you. They're saying they want you dead. You know, it's like Bill Gates, part of the secret meeting that's in the mainstream news now. And his dad runs Planned Parenthood, and all he gives is speeches about we got to reduce the world's population. And then you read an article about, oh, he wants to help the black children. Ladies and gentlemen, no one had ever reported this. No one had ever called him out. And I've since had people on the show incommunicado, high-level Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, shaking when they're on the air. You talk about risking my life. These people don't play games. It's a eugenics organization. So is IBM's trust. IBM, Thomas Watson, Hitler's top confidant in the U.S., when he died in the mid-50s, gave all his money, all the profits that their family gets, into population reduction. Same. This article's got Oprah Winfrey at the meeting, Bill Gates. It's got Warren Buffett, gave all his money, all of it. When I say all, it's like 95% to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for population reduction. They're not playing games. I wonder if they tell the local tycoon here in Austin that owns the big computer company, because he's just worth a few billion bucks. He's low level. Hey, don't drink the water, pal. I wonder if he gets let in on, hey, don't drink the water, pal. And this is all they talk about. You can read UN documents, government documents, how they put it in the water to sterilize us. It's all admitted. Remember, this is the same crew that gave black men syphilis over 45 years and let them die of it with Tuskegee. Let them spread it. Same people that grabbed 4,300 little kids and radiated them to death, foster kids with radiation. Same ones that had U.S. troops march in and get radiated. Same ones that had them march into chambers and get radiated and get nerve gassed and all those different tests. And, the government's good now. Oh, the shadow government, they're nice people. And I get up here boldly, almost in a jolly way, and warn you, even though I'm really freaked out and having nightmares every night about this. And I try to get up here and gut up and warn everybody. I'm going to start getting into this article, and we're going to come back and take your calls. I'm going to go through the control grid, how they're going to set the control grid up to make sure they're able to carry all this out, and what will happen under the grid. Because all the soft kill operations, you don't know what soft kill is. Here's the words again this week. Eugenics, soft kill, neo-feudalism, serfdom, social Darwinism. It'll change your life. Because everything in your life, every piece of propaganda you live under, everything the globalists are doing, it's all about social Darwinism. It's all about Malthus, Sir Francis Malthus. It's all about Galton. It's all about eugenics. Better find out about it. It's dominated at least 200 years of human Western history. Hitler was just a minor apple that fell from this dark tree. Stalin, Lenin, Mao. All praised by these eugenics organizations, praised by Rockefeller in the New York Times. Times of London today, Bilderberg Club is not what we're getting into right now. No, that's now admitted mainstream news. Major movies about to be made about it. I'll tell you about that later. When I was told about it 2 years ago, I was asked not to tell anybody, but now they're admitting it, so I'll talk about it later. Billionaire Club to curb overpopulation. We are going to come back and get into this. Billionaire Club in bid to curb overpopulation. America's richest people met to discuss ways of tackling a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat. Yes. Just like Eric Pianca at UT, the professor, saying we've got to kill 90% of the population. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com.
Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com, or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get focused here and break down exactly what we're facing as a society. This is not my opinion. It's absolute hardcore fact detailed in my film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, in their words, in their statements, on record. A lot of people died, by the way, to bring in this information. Why am I still alive? By the grace of God, but also because I put my information out. If they kill me, it'll only make me stronger. That's why they do endless hit pieces all over national, international television against me. I was attacked by the New York Times savagely on Thursday. It means nothing. Means nothing to me except that I'm doing my job and that people will then come find out what we really talk about here, not the cliches not the stereotypes that the media tries to put out, the dying corporate whore media of the New World Order. And then I'm going to your phone calls, KJ, Bob, and many, many others like Ken that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525. All right, listen to this PR piece. Second mainstream news article about the secret meeting. First one last Wednesday by ABC News about rich meet in secret meeting, but nothing about Bilderberg. This is separate from Bilderberg. This is covered in Endgame. We identify Bilderberg and this eugenics organization, this elite coterie. I ought to give it a name. I don't know the best name to give it. The Star Chamber of Death, the Death Group, the Eugenics Group, the Overlord Group, I don't know what you call it, Operation Overlord. Billionaire Club in bid to curb overpopulation. And they have Miss America come out and, Spelling Bee Champions, the NFL, whatever's corporate, we've got to reduce population. Greenhouse gases and have licenses to have children. And then they, it's like second nature common sense. Well, of course we've got to get rid of people. Oh, really? But did you know you're one of them and your children are one of them? Did you know the globalists actually are suppressing technologies that could let our population continue to grow? Again, I'm going to break that down coming up later. But I want to head off at the pass, your preconceived brainwashing. Why do you have this view? Why do you have this view that will enslave you and your family? Why do you have this view that's already the rationale for the elite to put what they do in the water, to put what they do in the vaccines, to put what they do in the baby's milk, in the formula, and in the corn syrup? All centralized with just two or three big companies owning and running it. And anywhere you see that, just like poison in a well, that's how the elite come at the people. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. America's richest people meet to discuss ways of tackling a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat. Now, they've met many times in the past. This began getting, coming out in alternative media like this operation. So they're now putting spin on it. Some of America's leading billionaires have met secretly to consider how their wealth could be used to slow the growth of the world's population and speed up improvements in health and education. Everybody knows stuff done in the dark's not good. Stuff done in the sunshine is. Now, what did I tell you about in Endgame? I list these people by name in the film and say they're meeting secretly. We broke this, and I'm proud of it. And the reason I keep pointing out we broke this, we broke that, because you better listen up here. The philanthropist who attended the summit convened on the initiative of Bill Gates, the Microsoft co-founder, discussed joining forces to overcome political and religious obstacles to change. Now, what does Bilderberg do? We've always pointed this out. Now they've released many of their minutes because they've been exposed. They're now bragging. They got powerful elites together to push to set up the European Union so they could control the new system that was set up so it would be undemocratic. You see, when you create a new system, you get to write the rules. It's not just that global government's bad, it's that it's being set up by bad people. You know it's bad. I get emails going, well, in Star Trek, it's a global government and it's good. Yeah, and the Star Trek symbol, is the UN symbol. Again, it's called predictive programming. This is like Captain Planet, funded by Ted Turner, who calls you useless eaters. It's not about saving the earth. It's about saying the elite get to set the rules and control you and micromanage your life for neo-serfdom to control your life in the name of saving the environment, while the elite actually do a lot of things that are bad for the earth. Let me continue. The philanthropist who attended a summit convened on the initiative of Bill Gates, the Microsoft co-founder, discussed joining forces to overcome political and religious obstacles to change. Described as the good club by one insider, it included David Rockefeller, Jr., the patriarch of America's wealthiest dynasty, the open funder of Hitler, by the way. His father funded Hitler publicly. He's a big eugenicist. You can go look at the Rockefeller Foundation. Google Rockefeller Foundation Eugenics. You'll be at the Encyclopedia Britannica. They single-handedly funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and Adolf Hitler. They wrote the entire book on it. Just like IBM made the Hollerith machines. You know those little tattoos they put on people's skins in the camps? That was entered in the Hollerith machine. That was the code. It's, by the way, IBM running the Human Genome Project for eugenics purposes right now. And it's IBM that runs that program where the government for 36 years takes your baby's blood at birth without asking you. And I told you that 14 years ago. It's now mainstream news. See, they don't care. They want your blood, folks. So they got your number. Described as the good club by one insider, it included, oh, the good club. Let's call it the evil club. Described as the good club by one insider included David Rockefeller Jr., the patriarch of America's wealthiest dynasty, Warren Buffett, and George Soros. The financiers, Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, and the media moguls Ted Turner and Oprah Winfrey. All of them push world government. All of them push population reduction. These members, along with Gates, have given away more than $45 billion. And that's pounds. That's $85 billion. And that's Bill Gates and Buffett have given more than 80-plus billion. We cover that again in Endgame. $45 billion since 1996 to causes ranging from health programs in developing countries to ghetto schools nearer to home. Now, folks, let me explain how this works. If you try to set up a tax-free foundation and you have billions of dollars and it isn't for eugenics, they don't allow you to have that trust. The Rockefeller Brothers Trust, the Bill and Melinda Gates Trust that Buffett put his money in, the Ted Turner Trust, all of it goes to eugenics and sterilization and special formula programs for African and Latin American children. I'm not making this up. And then it turns out the kids start dying when they drink it. I mean, go read it. This is some great... Folks, I am exposing the actual 21st century Nazis. These people are the ones whose daddies and mommies funded Hitler. Hitler was just a bad son who got off track. You understand, you're being given information nobody else has put together. I get death threats over this. You understand, I'm sticking my neck in the guillotine to warn you. Stop drinking their formula. Stop eating their corn syrup. Stop taking their shots. Do you understand? Stop drinking tap water. Stop showering in it. That's why you can't get upset. It's why you're stupid. It's why you're foggy mentally. There were over 100 million prescriptions for Prozac last year. Of course you're depressed drinking fluoride. Then they give you another fluoride-based drug. They gathered at the home of the senior Paul Nurse, a British Nobel Prize biochemist. Oh, biochemist. Why don't you go look at the discoveries he made? And president of the private Rockefeller University in Manhattan. On May 5th, the informal afternoon session was so discreet that some of the billionaires' aides were told they were at a security briefing. Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, said the summit was superseded, was unprecedented. We only learned about it afterwards by accident. Normally, these people are happy to talk good causes, but this is different. Oh, you bet it's different. Maybe because they don't want to be seen as a global cabal, he said. Remember, this is the same media that told you Bilderberg didn't exist until we forced it out. Now the same people that are putting out Terminator Salvation are putting out a Bilderberg group media movie. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you about that later. I'm going to finish up with this. Take your phone calls coming up. This is so important. Please look into it. Please stop worrying about liberal versus conservative and all this sideshow diversion. Eugenics, control grid. Stay with us.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Yeah, well, there's no confusion here.
Businessmen, they drink my wine.
I know who the globalists are. I know what their history is. I know their complete operations. And 99.9% of you, I mean generals in the military, I mean owners of large computer companies, auto mechanics, school teachers, black people, Hispanic, white, doesn't matter. All of us are under the gun by the eugenicists. This is the eugenics wars. This is the propaganda wars. This is about dominating and controlling the future and who goes into the future and re-engineering society into a highly controlled system run by a bunch of control freaks. They've written hundreds of books, thousands and thousands of quotes, UN documents. I list them all in Endgame and in films like Road to Tyranny, like books, Descent into Tyranny. And I'm just begging you, ladies and gentlemen, to listen to me and listen carefully. Your calls are coming up, but I need to finish up with this first. So ABC News says secret meeting of the rich in New York City for population reduction. They've given $80-plus billion since 96 to population reduction. They gathered in the home of Sir Paul Nurse, a British Nobel Prize biochemist and president of the private Rockefeller University in Manhattan. On May 5th, the informal afternoon session was so discreet that some of the billionaire's aides were told they were in security briefings. Some details were emerging this weekend, however. The billionaires were each given 15 minutes to present their favorite cause. Over dinner, they discuss how they might settle on an umbrella cause that could harness their interest. And, again, they get to be tax-free if they do this. See, they're not really giving their money. They put all their money into tax-free foundations. Their companies are now in tax-free, or their stock is. And then the interest on it goes to the philanthropic operations. So they don't pay taxes. And the philanthropy is eugenics. The issues debated included reforming the supervision of overseas aid spending, making sure it goes to the proper things, to setting up rural schools and water systems in developing countries with the proper additives, of course. I've read up on each one of these groups. Taking their cue from Gates, they agreed that overpopulation was a priority. This could result in a challenge to some third world politicians who benefit and believe contraception and female education weaken traditional values. And what it means is IMF World Bank funds under State Department Memorandum 200 are already, they have to get their women to be sterilized. They've sterilized half their women to get IMF and World Bank funds. And so then Peru and India, they run around in China and grab them and sterilize. If they catch you having more than one baby in China, they kill it. They use them for medical experiments. But it's for the greater good. It's tough to say it. You know, even the big Baptist Christian has come out. You know, the head of the 700 Club, remember a few years ago, and said, Pat Robertson, we've got to have, you know, tougher Planned Parenthood in China. I know forced abortion and things sound bad, but they're doing what they have to do. And I had Christians email me and say, well, abortion for over there is of the Lord. Gates, 53, who is giving away most of his fortune, argued that healthier families freed from malaria, or really banning DDT causes 40 million a year to die of that. Gates, 53, who was giving away most of his fortune, agreed that healthier families freed from malaria and extreme poverty would change their habits and fewer children within half a generation. But I actually have the State Department Memorandum, and I actually have the Royal Commission on Population, 44 to 59. That's the blueprint for all of this. And they actually state in there that they wanted an overpopulation to tie down and make third world countries collapse, and that then later they would mop up at the end of the century. And now we're at the end of the century and past it. With eugenics, and that they're having genetic engineering, which they don't care if it hurts the planet as long as they control it. Look, all the real environmental degradation is being caused by them, the chemtrailing, all of it. At a conference in Long Beach, California last February, he had made similar points. Official projections say the world's population will peak at 9.3 billion, up from 6.6 billion today, but with charitable initiatives such as better reproductive health care, we think we can cap that at 8.3 billion, Gates then said. And then it goes on with a big whitewash. Why all the secrecy? They wanted to speak rich to rich without worrying anything that they said would end up in the newspapers, painting them as alternative world government, as an alternative world government, he said. And funny, they were meeting when Bilderberg was meeting, not this weekend, but last weekend. They just went ahead and broke this on Wednesday and then again today in the Times of London. So there you have it. I broke this down. I listed these names. I listed the Rockefeller Foundation. And when I get up here, folks, you think I just get up on the radio on 80-something stations during the week, 30-something on the Sunday show, and just say that Bill Gates' daddy previously headed up Planned Parenthood, which gave awards to Hitler, got awards from Hitler, and called black people weeds that must be exterminated? That's Margaret Sanger. And he's still on their board. That, I mean, I've got him on Bill Moyers. I've got Bill Gates Jr., Bill Gates the third or whatever, you know, the rich one. You know, his daddy was in military intelligence and all this, and it's the same with IBM. And by the way, Endgame came out 2 years ago, and then a year later, the scientist Watson, the Nobel Prize winner who discovered DNA, double helix, the head of the IBM Human Genome Project, Cold Springs Harbor. Do you know Cold Springs Harbor is the birthplace of U.S. eugenics and where Hitler got all his ideas? Did you know that it was formerly the Eugenics Records Office? Did you know that billions of dollars in 1950 money were given to it by Thomas Watson, no relation to Watson that headed it up? And that Watson then had to step down last year for saying blacks aren't humans, blacks aren't Homo sapiens sapiens? Remember that? In fact, Google that for me. Head of Human Genome Project steps down, Thomas. Mr. Thomas, Mr. Watson, Thomas Watson's the other one, forget his first name, Nobel Prize winner for the double helix. The point is, and by the way, even if you're a racist out there and you don't believe blacks are human, even if you, you know, the white supremacists that love Hitler and death threaten me all day, listen, fools. When you read the eugenicist documents at the highest levels that I cover in Endgame, it isn't positive and negative eugenics as you were taught. Positive breeding for the super race on one end, more intelligence, less illness, longer life. Negative eugenics, sterilizing or exterminating the subhumans. When you go to the true level of eugenics, it is a dominant system, and they're number one threatened by dominant minds. And they believe Northern Europeans are the best. Then they believe Jews come next, and then Japanese. And the Japanese believe this. The Japanese elite all finance this. You know, Emperor Hirohito and all that. And it still goes on. They go to the meetings. They believe it. They believe it. And so at these meetings, you got Japanese, you got basically royal white supremacists, and you've even got Jewish leaders there. And they are there with this whole thing on record saying we've got to dumb down the innate talent that's in the middle class and predominantly in Northern Europeans. We've got to poison them and dumb them down and test them and find out who's smart and put the boys on Ritalin to brain damage them. And we're doing this to guarantee that only our genetics go into the future of the elite. And then once their world government control grid is in place, they say they're going to exterminate the majority of the population. And they're already testing soft kill weapons. And this is the big thing. You know, this is the thing that you'll never hear about. You'll never hear the white supremacists talk about it. You'll never hear the ADL talk about it. You'll never hear anybody talk about this. This is everything. And I'm not that special. I'm not that smart. Why did I discover all of this? Sure, people knew about the globalists want population reduction and eugenics. And people know they want to reduce the world population. But I have discovered from simple research that who the groups are, what they're doing, and how they're operating. And I can't believe how many blacks they've got working with them. Now, I'm not saying Oprah Winfrey is part of this. This is just a kind of a management meeting to suck her in, I guarantee you, because she's the biggest person in entertainment and worth tens of billions of dollars. But she is a globalist, got this new globalist church, so she doesn't have to pay taxes. That's what that's about, based in Africa with all these weird sex scandals. She wants world government, and they got a bunch of other black leaders at the UN out pushing eugenics and saying it's for the betterment of Africa. But just like Margaret Sanger in letters that were released by the Colgate Foundation, I didn't just believe these online. I sent off to the university to get them, saying we got to recruit black leaders like W. Du Bois and others to go out and recruit the blacks because they won't trust whites. So, and let me tell you, that's what Obama is. He comes right out of the eugenics operation. He doubled the eugenics funding, U.S. funding, the forced abortion funding in China and Africa. He did it all. He even supports bills to let people kill babies for a couple days after they're born. And by the way, Alan Keyes has heroically fought him against that. That's why he was really at Notre Dame when he got arrested. And was still in jail last time I checked for like a week and a half. Anyways, the issue here is this is the biggest story. This is everything. This is what's going on. This is what's happening. They're trying to destroy the family. They're trying to destroy the cultures of blacks, whites, Hispanics, everybody. They want world government. They want it now. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's really all about. You have just heard the master plan, the basics of it. When we come back, I'll take calls. Then I'm going to get into the control grid, how they're going to tie us down to do this. The cashless society enslavement system. Get the film Endgame, folks, at InfoWars.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Incentives. Details on those stories just ahead, plus a look at the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Austin, Texas. Check your watch. It's 5 o'clock.
IRNUSA Radio News. I'm Jody Jordan.
Atlanta, Houston. We are going to wave off this rev.
One attempt for a Florida landing this morning was skipped. NASA is still keeping both options open, a landing in Florida or California, but the chances of thunderstorms at the Florida site are expected to increase. The Space Shuttle Atlantis will come down later today, either at the Kennedy Space Center or at Edwards Air Force Base in California. And Pakistan's army is reporting some gains against the Taliban in the main town of the Swat Valley. Troops have captured several points from the militants, including a spot where anti-government forces routinely dumped the bodies of their victims. Here's Nahal Tusi.
The army says that they've retaken several important crossings in the main town of Mingora in Swat.
Police also report the capture of an important militant commander. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy. And if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102.
All sorts of crashing. If it can be crashed, we're going to crash it. This Saturday, Crash-O-Rama at Columbus Motor Speedway.
A recorded voice on the answering machine of Columbus Motor Speedway describes the demolition derby-style races planned for Saturday night. At least 11 spectators were hurt when two buses crashed. Most of the injuries are described as cuts and bruises. Witnesses say two school buses taking part in the race hit a wall, sending debris into the stands. Police in Austria say they've caught the five men who they say opened fire at a temple in Vienna, wounding as many as 30 people. The men entered the temple in the early afternoon and started firing at the people inside. And a member of the NATO forces serving in southern Afghanistan has been killed by a bomb blast. The International Military Coalition isn't giving any further details on yesterday's attack. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Here's a word about Israel from Dr. Jack Hayford, president of the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel.
Go to Israel is to change the way you will ever approach the Bible. The Bible becomes faced in an entirely deeper and richer way because you have been where it happened. You'll never be the same when you visit Israel.
To start planning your trip to Israel today, visit www.goisrael.com.
You'll never be the same.
Police in Mesa, Arizona say a suspect is in custody after a shooting that left two people dead at a high school graduation party in a home. Four others were injured, including a police officer and a 10-year-old boy. Police arrested a 37-year-old man after a four-hour standoff. Ed Wessing is with the Mesa Police Department.
When our first two officers arrived, both of their vehicles took gunfire, and one officer was actually struck in the left arm.
The bill the president just signed into law deals with more than just credit cards. Here's Jerry Bodlander.
In addition to protecting credit card users from surprise interest rate hikes, the measure sets new rules for gift cards. For starters, says Senator Charles Schumer, you have a year before any fees kick in that would eat away at the value of the card.
Your gift card has the face value for a minimum of 12 months. If you use it once in that period for part of it, there's another 12 months.
Schumer says the charge after 12 months will likely be minimal, maybe a dollar or a little more. The new law also requires that gift cards be valid for 5 years. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
And Britain's unlikely singing sensation Susan Boyle has moved on to the next round of the TV talent show that propelled her to global fame. Here's Shen Shen Dong.
In an interview with the Associated Press last month, Boyle said that the death of her mother had inspired her to enter Britain's Got Talent, as she wanted to show her that she could do something with her life.
And I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
You know, people are very arrogant, and they don't want to believe they're enslaved. They don't want to face up that there's something bad happening or going on because they're lazy and because they don't have enough respect for themselves subconsciously to believe that they could actually affect change or do anything about it. Well, listen up and listen good. You're only alive once. It's a very special time to be alive. Humanity is at a historic crossroads, and I'm asking new listeners to take a challenge, to check out the claims I've made in the last hour, though they sound incredible, because if just 10% of what I was saying was accurate, you're in a lot of trouble. And I got news for you. I can't present all the evidence I've got on any one subject. It's much worse than I was saying. And we're all in it together. This thing, these people running things are geniuses. It is very well orchestrated. And they are in control. But they're not in complete control, and we've got to wrest control away from them before their grip gets too tight. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Toll-free number, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or 836-0590 for local listeners that listen to us on the 590 AM station, KLBJ. And then coming up, update HR 1207, now up to 179 sponsors to audit the private Fed. This is the Times of London headline, FBI lured dimwits into terror plot. The arrest of petty crooks over a plan to target Jews has put the use of sting operations under fire. We wrote a story back when this broke on Wednesday. In fact, I didn't print it off. What's that headline in there? The one that's got the John Stewart clip from 5 years ago, 3 years ago, I'm going to play. The last time I did a stage deal like this in Miami. The headline was what? Well, I know. Say that on air so folks can hear it. Swing your mic around. I just want to point out that we pegged this exactly.
New York terror plot, another government provocateur set up.
And then we go on to say they will end up being on welfare as borderline retarded and will be potheads. And then it came out in mainstream news 3 days later. Exactly. Mentally retarded, potheads, on welfare, Christian group, not even, you know, just like Miami, some Muslim, some Christian, totally retarded. Feds created the group and would give them tons of cash to say they were going to attack. That's coming up. Also, I want to get into the control grid itself. You know what their goal is, eugenics, population reduction, total enslavement. But what will the process look like of getting there, and what is the cashless society enslavement system? Right now, let's go to KJ in South Florida. KJ, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Good to talk to you, Alex. I do have a couple of real-life examples to support your points. I remember back in high school, them giving us shots back in the 70s, and students passing out in class. One guy right beside me fell down, was shaking like a leaf, you know.
What, you didn't like being injected with SV40 cancer virus? You don't like dying of cancer?
Oh,
but it's for the earth. David Rockefeller knows best. I mean, I just read the Mayo Clinic. 2.9 times, almost three times more likely to get the flu and go to the hospital or die if you take the flu shot. Science Daily, I mean, don't listen to the Mayo Clinic. Take the injection. Gender-bending chemicals in plastic sterilizing you? What's wrong?
Well, you know, people, they're just so trained to believe that doctor wearing those smocks, just like that Milgram experiment, you know.
And all they are is a technician, especially now, that takes their orders off an HMO computer written up by the feds. They just carry out what they're ordered to do.
Actually, as a matter of fact, Alex, I was recently in the hospital. They had to fix a broken bone I had. They wanted to give me an injection of a vaccine. I said, wait a minute, I don't know any...
No, everyone, pediatricians, regular doctors, clinics, they, by regulations, are supposed to push it on you. This is ahead of making it the law, as they've admitted. Hundreds of injections you'll be forced a year to take. HPV, killing girls in mass, you know, the papilloma shot, Gardasil, just enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, I gotcha. See, I was going to tell you, too, I was in the business... at one point, so I kind of know this facts about the pill. You were talking about that earlier, the estrogen. The birth control pill, it's an abortifacient, meaning it causes abortion at a very early stage. Plus, a lot of people don't realize that one of the main ingredients in the pill that they sell is pregnant mare urine.
Yeah, what they do is give you certain types of hormones so your body thinks it's pregnant so you can't get pregnant. And that just so happens to be what the plastic bottles leach out of hundreds of different formulas for polyurethane and other plastics. They pick the one for universal adoption that just so happens to sterilize you. And I just so happen to have Australian mainstream newspapers where their government proposed doing it with their plastics in the 1950s. But they love us. Oh.
Yeah, that's right. See, Alex, I had a quick question. When they start going to these, getting people into the camps, what do they do with, like, legal aliens or...
Well, no. They make you want to go to the camps. As I said, first they say you're not allowed to be homeless in California, in Hawaii and other states. Then they make you go live in a camp. And then they badmouth how you're being paid to live at the camp. Then you got to start working at the camp. And then the illegals, the camps, you know, they admit the FEMA camps are for the illegals to sell that because it's popular. But then it's really for the general public.
Well, I mean, like, people like my, people I know who are like...
Well, society collapsed. I mean, they're lucky there's camps. They're going to have, I mean, when they do Marine Corps drills, they have role players begging to be in the camp. See, that's how the psychology works. Go ahead.
People like on green cards or foreigners, what would they do with those people?
Well, if they're not causing a political problem and they want to work for low wages, they'll be just fine. It's mainly people that own businesses or things that local Nazis, local globalists are going to want to rob. There's going to be so many as the system heats up that are like, wait a minute, your son denounced you as part of AmeriCorps. Have you seen the new AmeriCorps ads where they're marching in military formation, chanting
Oh, yeah.
And saying, this is my uniform, I rule you? Oh, it's so good. Come on. You know it's good. Ken and Marilyn, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
We were just looking through a periodical, and it was mentioning some House resolutions out of Texas. That's HCR 50, and the other one is, hold on, give me a sec, HCR 76, which is a concurrent resolution.
Okay, tell us about them.
Well, the one is basically talking about the state sovereignty of Texas.
Yeah, I had the state senator on from Texas that introduced it, and a bunch of states have passed it. 30-plus are considering passing, and it declares sovereignty against the feds under 9th and 10th Amendment. The media calls it secession. No, it's not. The states created the federal government. They're saying, hey, Jack, stop violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Now,
what about it?
Senator Berman?
Yes.
And before, I have to commend you on having Mr. Levy on Friday, speaking about the, I guess you would say this, the centers of power. Have you seen the movie Empire of the City?
No, I haven't.
Okay, about 30 minutes into the film, it talks about three centers of power. It talks about the Vatican, which is a city, which is a country that's in a city that's in a country.
Then you've got London, that is a private corporate city within a city that is part of a country. And you've got the Washington, D.C., the political power in D.C., the money power in London, the religious power in Rome.
I read this book one day, and I think it said something about all three of these systems coming together.
Yeah, I'm not here to bash Catholics, but you know the Pope, the last two, Benedict, and then John Paul, before him, did call for one world government. But also the Baptists are calling for it, and the clergy response teams are saying, "Turn your guns in; it's of the Lord. Take the inoculations." We broke that a year and a half before it was declassified. I'm not bragging. I'm just starting to realize we're like breaking everything. We're the ones that basically brought Estelin over here. I got him on Coast to Coast AM. That got picked up. Now the guys that put out he told me this 2 years ago. It's just so exciting. The guys that put out Terminator Salvation and bought the Philip K. Dick books or have an option on them. I separately knew about them from other folks because I've been in the Philip K. Dick movie, Scanner Darkly, that they're making their next movie about the Bilderberg Group. I knew this 2 years ago and never talked about it because it sounded so wild. I believed it, but I didn't think listeners would believe me. Now it's being announced, and I'm going to talk more about it tomorrow. Anyways, that'll come up later, that they're going to make a national, international movie about the Bilderberg Group. And I'm just so glad that we keep setting these bushfires, keep bringing people together, keep integrating the information, keep blasting it out there. Good to hear from you. Bob, Mark, Lewis, many others, your call straight ahead. Then I'm going to get into the massive control grid. I'm going to get into how they set up fake terror groups. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
There we go.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Yeah. I'd say it's shouting at the devil. They got up on their air and named names in the eugenics operation to lay out exactly where this society's going, to go in against the New World Order at 110%, because I love humanity. Even though we're a fallen species, I love my fellow man. I love every man, woman, and child out there, and I am going to fight the globalist. Let's continue with your phone calls, and I'm going to blitz through all the news in the next segment. Bob in Connecticut, you're on the air worldwide. Bob, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
The reason I'm calling, I've been listening to you for about 4 or 5 years now. I agree with almost everything you say, and I know everything you say is true, because I've looked it up, I've done my research, and but you know what irritates me more than anything?
What's that?
Is I talk to my family and my friends, almost everybody I know, and I try to explain to them what's happening, and I'll tell you what, maybe I think I know one person who even cares about all this.
Well, let me explain something, though. 5% won the Revolutionary War. About 1% started it in 1775 until, 1785. And so over and over again throughout history, it is a minority. It was less than 1% that was against slavery in 1800, the abolitionist. But by 1868, sir, well, let me just, but for those that don't know, we have a lot of listeners who are hearing this and it'll be discouraging. All I found is that I'm able to affect change, get things done, stop evil legislation anytime we fight back. Yes, the majority of people are dumbed down, literally brain damaged from sodium fluoride, mercury in the food, in the shots, the aspartame they're drinking. All of this is eugenics. And so they don't respect themselves.
When my question is, when will people ever wake up and actually stand up for their own, your own rights or your own security? Why does everybody have to put up with this?
Listen, I hear you, brother.
They're attacking us day after day. Like, I have kids, I have family. I know they're attacking my kids. I have one kid in public school. I know how they are. I know what's going on. It's nonstop, like they're after us.
Hayes County try to kidnap the 8-year-old daughter of one of my employees this week. It was all over the newspaper.
I know, I heard it. I mean, listen every day.
People make me sick. I mean, it's just everywhere. No, listen, I hear you and I understand your frustration. It's just like Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia or Maoist China. It's got to get worse and worse and worse because the average person deep down doesn't have respect for themselves and is scared. Scared to stand up, scared to speak out. They don't understand that human destiny is all about standing up, all about being leaders. But mainly the public, adults watch over 4 hours of TV, the youth over 5 hours of TV a day, and the average grows every year. I saw the study a few months ago, the latest numbers. People are watching on average about 20 more minutes of TV a day every year. It just keeps compounding, compounding. And television, with the flicker rate and the images, admittedly puts you into a lower brainwave. It puts you into a sleep state. So do video games. These are just scientific facts. You can search engine, Google the term. Alzheimer's, television viewing, it literally fries your brain. Whereas radio and reading boost your brain, your neuron connections, because when you hear me say yellow bicycle or Cape Canaveral or space shuttle or, dimensions of Miss America, what do they say, 22, 36, whatever, I don't know. What's the dimensions of Miss America? Pull it up and I'll say it on air. When I give those dimensions, you imagine a woman with large breast, a small waist, nice figure, you image that. If I say space shuttle, you image space shuttle. That makes new neurons, new connections. With television, you go into suspended disbelief. You go into a gawking mode. Your brain waves lower. And people are doing this 3, 4, 5 hours a day. What's the dimensions for Miss America? I'm going to get. Go ahead and say it on air. Give it to us.
36, 24, 36.
All right, there you go. Say it again so I can remember it.
36, 24, 36.
All right, there you go. Now you're all imaging girls in bikinis up on a stage. Boy, if you were watching television, you would just be watching the girls on the stage. Same thing with reading. Reading, you have to imagine it. It causes multifaceted, three-dimensional and four-dimensional connections in the thought processes. I'm already digressing. What does it matter? Folks, can you get mad? Getting mad can break you out of your... Number one, people aren't just mesmerized or under a spell. They're also societally under peer pressure. They're supposed to bike ride 5 hours a day or, once a week, or jog 2 hours a day. They're supposed to be in perfect shape, be a yuppie, have a short haircut, do the whole fake corporate lingo to climb up the ladder. They're all scared to death inside of what people think of them. I sit there and I watch crowds of people. I watch the hippie types and the yuppie types and the good old boy types and the gangster types and the Mac Daddy types and the environmental control freak types and all the types. And that's like a costume people put on. And we all are how we grew up and what we like and, what we're into. I'm not knocking any of that. The issue is I sit there. I was at the gym today and I was running on the treadmill to get warmed up. And I was before I went and lift weights, and I was watching people in the parking lot going next door to a Mexican food restaurant. And I was watching young people and old people and, good looking women. And the good looking women were so insecure. They'd get out and adjust their pants and they'd adjust their bra and they'd adjust their hair and they'd kind of, get in their beautiful mode of kind of sticking their chest out and swaggering into the Mexican food restaurant. And I'd watch the men get out and look at their car and adjust their wallet and kind of stick their chest out. And I'm not a peacock, okay? And I know I do all those mannerisms as well. But above that, I've got my other levels of thought going on about just how amazed I am to be alive in this galaxy on a planet hurtling through space, orbiting a sun, and the deep oceans filled with all these little, millions of different forms of life and fish and plankton and krill and huge forest and sunsets and the moon and just the incredible dynamicness of life. I'm just mouth hanging open. Unbelievable. And through that, I just what you could call ultra confident. I have transcended being insecure in a crowd of people. I have transcended caring what people think about me. I could, with my little pot belly, waddle out naked on a stage in front of people. It would mean nothing to me. A billion people laughing at me would mean nothing to me. Humiliation means nothing anymore. I mean, it's crazy. And I realize I'm free of programming now, or becoming more and more free. Whereas the public is taught by Madison Avenue and advertisement and culture and school and then their friends and family regurgitating media propaganda on them so it, takes on a reality in the streets and in business and in life and in church. They're all scared to death. They're desperately trying to dress just right, act just right, so somebody doesn't think something about them. My problem going to the extreme, though, is that I won't dress nice. I won't comb my hair. I'll not care what I look like. So I've got to remember that it's more effective fighting the New World Order if I dress nice and comb my hair. Because I'm literally thinking about deep space nebulas, quantum mechanics, you know, off-world space colonies we should build, just absolutely all sorts of exploration, ideas, humanity, and what the globalists are doing to us and how do we stop them. We'll be right back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
You know, when I was a kid, I didn't know what that meant.
Evil minds.
But that is exactly what it all is.
Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning.
As the war machine.
As the war machine.
And by the way, they are really gearing up to go after Iran again.
Death and hatred to mankind.
That's a whole other subject. I want to go to all your phone calls. Lewis, George, TJ, Peyton, Mark, Steve, Wilson. We'll get to everybody, but I got to get going with this right now. The control grid. The cashless society, tracking, tracing, Patriot Act compliance control grid. All over the world, they've signed treaties. They've integrated the systems from Costa Rica to the United States, Canada, Australia, England, Europe. They have face scanning cameras. They have cameras that pick up your unique facial heat recognition. They have blimps and aircraft and helicopters doing the same thing. I first learned about this about 12 years ago, that Indiana and Texas had done federal test grants to have squad cars and highway cameras reading all license plates. And then the last 8-9 years, they had articles about every car that comes into San Francisco, or every car that comes into Chicago, or every car that comes into this Florida town has its plate run, which is guilty until proven innocent, which is a dragnet, which is what criminal states would use to abuse the population. Imagine what Stalin or Hitler would have done with that. States always abuse that. And the Pentagon developed it. And they're using it in Iraq, and MIT brags about it. And every time I talk about this, it's now widespread. They're now announcing it to the slaves. They track everybody with their cell phone real time. NSA's listening to everything all the time. All emails are being read by AI computers, keywords. I mean, this is all admitted. The microphones built in on your cameras have NSA listening 24/7. Everything's, it's totally criminal, totally illegitimate. They take your blood at birth for 36 years, put it in the eugenics DNA database. I told you that 12 years ago, had state reps on about it, congressmen on, never was in the news, now declassified, now public. I mean, again, thousands of things happening. So they're putting the grid in right now. A grid that blows away 1984, and then they'll bring in the physical oppression on top of that, which they're now heating up. I see articles every day where the cops run up and tackle some innocent guy and kill him, or put him in a coma, or, you know, stomp somebody or shoot him in the back. And the police chief comes out and says, we did a good job. Our officers felt threatened. They're setting this precedent, though those cops will be torn limb from limb by the system as well. And so will their children. You know, they'll be there at their child's bedside as they die of cancer, not knowing they were hit with a soft kill weapon. But that's what you want. It's what you demand. It's what you get. We all get it. We're under an evil system. If you don't have the courage to admit it, it'll only get worse. So I thought I'd play part of this BBC News piece to analyze the way they spin it. Oh, look, it stops a stolen car. That's how they're now announcing in here. Oh, these cameras, it stops a stolen car. They've had this for over a decade in nationwide. Now they're announcing it. Now the squad cars are getting it. Austin already has it. They don't tell most of the officers at some of the cars. Houston has it. Dallas has it. And again, total control, but they can also frame you with it, just like they can with your blood they got at birth, or with your digital photo, or your thumbprints, and they've been caught doing it. So let's go ahead and roll this for people. This is from England.
They watch and log. This is CCTV that knows what it's looking for.
Yankee Romeo.
10 million registration plates are scanned every day, and if anything is not right, from no tax to a stolen vehicle, the system shouts.
Come on. 905.
These officers have just heard a stolen car is coming their way.
Well, that way.
This vehicle's been tracked through AMPI, yeah?
Yeah, it's been picked up by the fixed systems.
Out the vehicle!
You're in custody, all right? We believe the vehicle's stolen.
All right, yeah.
The car had been stolen, but these two men rented it without knowing.
Yeah, right.
It was ANPR that spotted the crime.
We've seen an increase of some 40% of arrests since we've had this technology. I'm very confident that we are using it properly and responsibly, and that innocent people have nothing to fear from the way we use it.
Some would disagree. John and Linda Catt found themselves on the wrong side of ANPR. Sussex Police put them on the database because they attended these anti-war demonstrations. The system's meant for criminals, but they haven't been convicted of anything.
I was threatened under the Terrorist Act. You had to answer every question they put to me, and if there's any of those questions that I refused to answer, they will arrest me. Well, I thought to myself, what sort of world are we living in?
Sussex Police wouldn't comment on their case, but some say secrecy is a problem.
Known character, Richard Bilton, BBC TV.
Every single registration plate the system sees is logged and stored, not just criminals. Every journey you've made on a main road is held for 2 years. The Information Commissioner, whose job is to protect our data, says no one is regulating the police on ANPR.
There's very little monitoring. I mean, my office has very limited powers. We have very limited resources. We're not actively monitoring that area. You're right to ask the question.
Nobody's checking that data.
No one's checking at the moment.
So who is watching over this new system? I asked the Home Secretary.
It's regulated in terms of the law. It's regulated by the Information Commissioner.
He doesn't think it is. He doesn't think it's regulated by anybody other than the police.
Well, and it's something that we will look at further legislation about.
You can see the rest at Infowars.com. That's the same Home Secretary Jackie Smith following EU law that banned Michael Savage from entering England. And they arrest you now in England if you criticize open borders. Robin Page, BBC presenter, was arrested for literally criticizing open. Well, not even that. He said the word homosexual, and they said that's an illegal word now, even though it's just a scientific name. Because whatever people are offended by is now illegal. So if I said I'm, you know, oxygen. Oh, I'm offended by the word oxygen. It's scientific. I'm arresting you. This is how all of this happens. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I told you the White House chief of staff wrote in a book and gave speeches saying they're going to put everybody on the no-fly list, 1,100,000 and growing by 30,000 names a month, on a no-gun-buy list and then SWAT team you to get your guns. This is on record. Now they've introduced three bills to do it, and they're blasting through, racing through Congress. Just give you a bill number since you may not believe that. I actually printed it off. I can't keep track of all these. Here it is. No Fly, No Buy Act, H.R. 2401. Go read it for yourself. Then they have the No Bullying Act, H.R. 1966. I actually printed it off. You can go read it. It says, if anyone says you hurt their feelings, you're charged federally with a felony, multiple years in prison, $500,000 fines. H.R. 1966. Here's another one. FBI and states vastly expand DNA databases. New York Times, 18 times the regular level. Anyone stopped under federal money with local police will have their DNA taken. Already happening in Europe. See, total control. And the police departments have been caught everywhere framing people. Because the criminal class in Russia, in communist China, in Nazi Germany, and in every other nation in history, and now here, takes over the police. And then it's all over. Hell on earth ensues. The good cops are kicked out, and that's now happening right now. Hell is about to be released, okay? Just get ready. A lot of you are out there smiling, giggling. Just get ready. You're going to get hit, and you're going to get hit hard. You wanted to be a slave, you're getting front row seats. Oh, by the way, instead of this is how my brain works. When I see an article about license plate readers, then I think about the face scanners that have gone in everywhere and how they're tracking and tracing you. And how that ties into how if you're not a good globalist and haven't paid your taxes, and they're now announcing this here in Texas, they say, oh, we've got bills in the state legislature. Last time I checked, it's about to pass. Where the minute your insurance is up, the face scanning and license plate scanning cameras will flag police to pull you over. And you're like, oh, great, that'll arrest illegal aliens. No, they're going to be selectively released, just like under the Homeland Security laws and under stipulations in the stimulus package, they get jobs and money without IDs, but citizens get felonies if you don't. See, we're the idiots. We're the slaves. We're known as the cowards that'll take anything in America. The illegal aliens, the globalists want them here. They're exempt from everything. Just a fact. I've had Austin cops admit, oh yeah, we don't arrest illegals for drunk driving, no ID, anything, but we do citizens. But the point is, I dug up this article, special license plates shield officials from traffic tickets, Orange County Register. In California, over 1 million government bureaucrats now can speed run lights. The scanners can't read their plates. Ah, This goes two ways, doesn't it?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
After midnight, we don't juggle up and shine. All right, I want to jam in final phone calls here and give each person 45 seconds to a minute or so. Lewis, George, Peyton, Mark, Steve Wilson, others. There's no way to air this whole thing, but 3-4 days before mainstream news, I mean, New York Times, Times of London, you name it, came up with headlines like FBI lured dimwits into terror plot. The arrest of petty crooks over a plan to target Jews has put the use of sting operations under fire. Here's another one, Alternet. FBI blows it, supposed terror plot against New York synagogues is bogus. It's totally fake. just like in Miami in 2006, and I've seen this literally hundreds of times, they go in, they find Christian black street kids who are on welfare, 75, 80 IQs, mildly retarded. They're not even Muslims. They were Christians. They said, we'll give you hundreds of thousands of dollars to give you this warehouse to buy guns. They couldn't even figure out how to buy guns. Some of them were 14 years old. They said, we'll give you $100,000 to go film the FBI. They couldn't make the camera work. But by the time it hit the news, they were an army that was going to destroy America. And it was just the government had barely saved us. And they were working with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and turned out that was, of course, fake. Well, it's the same thing here. So I thought I'd pull up this John Stewart, because he said it well back in 2006. Just play a minute or two of the press conference where Alberto Gonzalez really gets caught trying to hype this fear. Now, at least they didn't stage another 9/11. You know, it's hard for the feds to stage those big events. So they have lots of fake fear-mongering. And 7-7 was a group of patsies they paid to be part of a drill they blew up. Just like in 93, the New York Times admitted the feds cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, told them it was a drill, had them park the bomb in the building. Thank God it didn't blow the whole thing up. I mean, I've seen this hundreds of times. McVeigh thought he was taking part of a drill. That's now been declassified, been in the Associated Press, but hidden in plain view. Nobody seems to know about it. Here is the clip.
We turn the tables tonight and we begin with the war on terror. In pursuit of which, as the New York Times revealed last week, the government has been monitoring not only private phone calls, but also bank accounts, to which the usual suspects cried, "Fascism, big brother!" We'll suck on this privacy horse.
As been reported, seven men were arrested yesterday in Miami on charges of conspiring to support the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. These individuals wish to wage a quote, full ground war against the United States.
Seven guys? I am not a general. I am not in any way affiliated with the military academy. But I believe if you are going to wage a full ground war against the United States, you need to field at least as many people as, say, a softball team. Which, of course, would be 9-11. That new terror tracking FBI.
Unfortunately, because of the fine work of law enforcement, these men were unable to advance their deadly plot.
A dreadful potential catastrophe averted. And clearly, government wouldn't bother to hold a press conference if this were not a major step in the war on terror, right? All right, so good night, everybody. And, oh, I'm sorry, questions.
Did any of the men have any actual contact with any members of Al-Qaeda that you know of?
The answer to that is no.
Did you find any explosives, weapons?
And you raise a good point.
You do raise a good point. That point being that these deadly international terrorists had very slyly disguised themselves as a bunch of dipshits living in a warehouse. Very cunning, very sly.
All right, that's enough. You can watch the whole video at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The point is it in England and in Russia and in Nazi Germany? In every case, Marinus Vanderloop, retarded street kid, they stripped him down, said he burned up the Reichstag. And now the FBI goes out and they look at welfare sheets. They're always on welfare. They've always got borderline retarded, but they've got to know how to be coached. And then they'll have an FBI guy show up as an imam or as a Rastafarian and say, I got $200,000 for you if you'll just wear camo. And then they interview these guys on and they literally can't talk. They're like, we're soldiers for Jesus. We're fighting them. And they're like, but I thought you're Al-Qaeda. We were soldiers to get on the streets of America as soldiers for Jesus. Meanwhile, they were planning a massive deadly ground war. Now, at least, again, the feds didn't actually cook a bomb and tell them to go park it for money. And tell them, oh, it's just a drill. It's a drill. We just need you to help the FBI here. They drop it in. It blows the World Trade Center half up. I mean, this is what they do. You think I like coming on air and going up against the FBI? These are scary people, folks. Very scary people. Oh, it doesn't matter. Actually, the government's nice. Everything's fine. The $14.8 trillion stolen by offshore banks was for your own good, and everything's wonderful, folks. Before I go to your calls, a lot of people are asking, how do you find like-minded people like a caller earlier? The best way is a uniform. But you don't want to run around in, you know, say, a red uniform with black trim like Obama's new youth corps. How about a 1776 shirt or a Culpepper Minuteman flag, come, you know, don't tread on me shirt. Or how about a, what I'm wearing, live free or die shirt. We have really got some high quality designer shirts we've made at Infowars.com. You want to meet like-minded people, this is the way to do it. Going out to protest, demonstrations, tea parties, whatever. A lot of folks are getting excited about this. Go check out the whole line of Patriot material, ball caps, you name it, at Infowars.com, and films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, which exposes what I've been talking about for most of the show today, the eugenics operation. But please, let's all start networking, and a great way to do it is wearing the type of shirt I'm wearing right now on my back. Let's talk to Lewis in Colorado. Lewis, thanks for holding.
Yeah, it's a huge honor, Alex. I'm a big fan of the show. What I wanted to know is, well, we listen to the show every day, and we're trying to figure out what we're ever actually going to do about it. What can we do to resist?
Well, like I said, we've got to network. We've got to meet like-minded people. We've got to start saying no to the system. We've got to start calling into more talk radio shows. We've got to just get the buzz going and going until we're the majority of the people, till the majority is aware of the New World Order. Just what I just said. I mean, it's so simple. Why do governments wear uniforms? So they're identified, so that they can know their own group. Well, we need to be identified by patriot slogans, by strike up conversations, meet like-minded people, create a local organization in your area, fight the federal takeover of your city and town, educate folks about how they want to use the military against the American people. Most military is against the end of Posse Comitatus. Stand with our military against the New World Order.
And finally, when we have everybody on our side, what is it going to be, a violent revolution or a nonviolent revolution?
Probably, because the globalists are going to get violent trying to stop us.
Right.
And so we're peaceful.
Arms and chemical warfare, and how do we fight any of that?
Well, because the military, most of the money they gave was to Ron Paul. So that's of any other candidate, Republican or Democrat. So they are on our side. The police, a lot of them are on our side. If they aren't, we need to point out all these facts and get them to wake up to what's going on. So you're going to track us with license plate reading systems, but cops will be above the law and all government bureaucrats will be above the law. That's tyranny. I just pointed that out of the news. They're going to track all of us with this stuff that's already in place, but special license plate shield officials from traffic tickets. And now, is that tyranny or, you know, what is? Then everybody gets so scared. Oh, the government, they've got the military. You know what it would be like for the military to try to capture the United States? Just politically, how unpopular that'd be? So they have to say, oh, the Army's out this weekend stopping drunk drivers. Oh, the Army's doing a takeover drill of the school to fight terrorists. They have to acclimate you to accept it first. And that's what's going on, to train the military and the public that it's okay. So this Memorial Day, remember, our military's always fought military dictatorships and countries where the military is used against the people. Why is that now happening here? Because offshore banks have hijacked our nation in a corporate takeover, and NORTHCOM and the military work for them now. We're not against the military. We're against them being in bad hands. Like, if I was a German in World War II, I wouldn't be against the German military. I'd be against the German military in bad hands. Go watch Valkyrie if you want to understand that. That's a true story. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you do, Alex?
Good.
Alex, you know, I find it highly ironic that these dregs of humanity that you expose and speak of, they refer to themselves as eugenicists who are dedicated to the so-called improvement of the human race, whereas in truth, everything that they do with their so-called eugenics program is designed to destroy all that is good about humanity.
Yes.
If they were true eugenicists...
No, that's their cover to carry out evil and to dominate anything smart, anything intelligent, anything with more than one brain cell. This is about hyper-dominance, hyper-control freak, but they're killing everybody and dumbing everybody down for the globe's own good.
Yeah,
what they do is hate humanity. They're psycho-control freak killers.
If they were true eugenicists, they would immediately destroy themselves, for they're the scourge on humanity, and they represent the worst that humanity has to offer.
I agree with you, brother, and I appreciate your call. You know, I meant to tell this story because Paul Watson's going to do an exclusive article on it tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.com. But look tomorrow for an article about the fact that the Halcyon Group company that is putting out the Philip K. Dick movies right now and putting out Terminator Salvation. They're putting out a movie about Bilderberg from Daniel Esselin's book. We have the latest edition of that, by the way, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, available at Infowars.com at a discounted price. Hope folks will get that and spread the word. Endgame is the definitive work that covers it all. But that is going to be their next movie they're making. How neat is that? Congratulations to all those folks. See you back live tomorrow, 11 to 3, and back next.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Had enough of the doom and gloom of the same old talk radio? Had enough now? Ready for a difference? For solutions? Then listen to Big John Lipscomb's Don't Tread on Me. Big John is a man that carries a big stick and doesn't hesitate to use it. His show is raw, hard-hitting, and powerful. He doesn't whine about problems. He brings solutions. He's an inspiration.